The action on Saturday, as far as the races were concerned, was brilliant, but the big drama on Friday night, unfortunately, surrounded but Luke Curry, who had a fall just post the line in the last race, which meant that he missed the ride on the diamond favourite Hanseatic. But of even more concern were his injuries, and he's had an operation yesterday. Matty Hyland from the Jockeys Association joins me this morning to give us an update. Good morning, Matty. How are you?
Good, thanks, Michael.
More importantly, how is Luke? How did he come through the operation?
No, he's come through well. I had a bit of text messaging with him yesterday afternoon. So he's had his C6 and C7 fused and had had a plate and some screws inserted. And, so he was recovering. And, he seems to be in pretty good spirits.
What's normally the prognosis with an operation like that? How long are they on the sidelines for?
Oh, I think it's a minimum of 3 months. But I don't think anyone would be surprised if it's a little longer than that. But, that's generally the case.
And am I right in saying, did Luke have a previous similar injury?
Oh, I think he had a lower or mid in the middle of his back. I think he had an injury way back when he had a fall at Yarra Glen. But obviously he fully recovered from that sort of thing. And, it's come at a pretty ordinary time for Luke. But... Look, I know him and I know his wife is could always be a lot worse, and just happy that he'll make a full recovery.
Well, to put it into perspective, he's posted on his Instagram account a beautiful picture of him in the neck brace. I think he's smiling. You can't see it, but he's holding his beautiful little daughter, Miley, and saying, post-op with my beautiful Miley. She will be looking after her old man for the rest of her life, which puts it into perspective, doesn't it?
100%.
Well, it's good to hear that he's on the mend. Outside of that, any other news from the jockeys? We're going to try and have a chat to Jamie Mott a little later in the week, because I believe he underwent surgery last week as well. Any update on how Jamie's travelling?
Yeah, Jamie had a bigger rod put into his tib and fib. It just wasn't healing as quickly as they were hoping, and Andrew Oppie did the operation and put a bigger rod in, not dissimilar to Jason Lyon's operation, and just to see if it could quicken the process up. So hopefully we see Jamie back sooner rather than later.
Yeah, thoughts go to Jamie as well as Luke Curry. Fingers crossed for speedy recoveries for both of them. Matty, appreciate an update.
Good on you. Thanks, Michael.
Matt Hyland joining us there with an update on Luke Curry.